Welcome to Zichu Chumash Simanim, I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar. In this session, we're going to learn the Simanim for Parshas Vayera. So Parshas Vayera spans four prakim, begins in Perek Vav, which we mentioned really starts at the last pasuk in Parshas Shmos, and goes through Perek Tes. So first, let's go through the brief summary of each Perek, and then we'll learn the Siman for each one. So Perek Vav begins with the Kosh Baruch Hu's response to Moshe, when Moshe asked at the end of Parshas Shmos, Lama Haroyoso, Lama Zeh, why have you brought harm on this people? And Kosh Baruch Hu answers that Moshe is now going to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. So that was the last pasuk in Shmos. Vayera opens with HaKadosh Baruch Hu explaining that he appeared to the Avos as Kel Shakai, but Shmi Hashem Luna Dati Lehem, but they never knew me as Yud Kei Vav Kei, which means they never experienced his Hanhaga as Yud Kei Vav Kei. Moshe is then told that Hashem is going to fulfill the bris he made with the Avos. He also heard the cries of Bnei Yisrael, and it's here that we have the mention of the four stages of Geula. Hotzeitzi, Hitzalti, Ga'alti, V'lkachti. Moshe attempts to share this with Bnei Israel, but they can't listen to Kotzer Ruach, but Vodel Kasha, from their diminished, crushed spirits and the very difficult work. Kosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to speak to Paro, and this is where Moshe makes the Kavach Homer that Bnei Israel aren't listening to him, all the more so Paro won't. The Perek then provides a historical context for understanding the Yichus for Moshe and Aaron, connecting them all the way back to Yaakov Avinu. So this Perek we'll call the Perek of Dal Roshonos. Then Perek Zion picks up the Kosh Baruch Hu giving Moshe Rabbeinu the overall plan and strategy. Moshe is going to be the judge and chastiser of Paro. Aaron will be his Navi, his spokesman, and he'll give over what Hashem says to Paro. Paro will refuse, Hashem will increase his wonders in the land, and eventually he will take Bnei Israel out from their midst. Moshe and Aaron go in front of Paro, and it's here where Moshe turns his staff into the snake, and we have the first makkah of dam, of blood. So this perek is the perek of the sanim and dam, the serpent and the blood. Perek Chesen covers the makos of Svardeya, Kinim, and Arov, frogs, lice, and the wild animals. And Perek Tes continues with the next three makos of Dever, Shechin, and Barod. Pestilence, boils, and hail. And it's here, after the hail, that Paro says the words, Chatasi apam, I've sinned this time, Hashem at Tzadik, Hashem is righteous, V'ani v'ami Rishayim, and I and my people are Rishayim. But that doesn't last long, and then we'll pick up with the last three makos in Parshas Bo. So once again, Parshas Bo, we're going to call the Dal Lashonos. Perek Zayin is the Perek of the Sanim and the Dam, the Serpent and the Dam. Perek Ches is Svardeya, Kinim, and Arov, and Perek Tes is Dever, Shechin, and Barad. So now let's go and learn the Simanim for each. We'll begin with a review of what we had in Shmos, and then we'll continue here in Vayera. So Shmos, we said, has five prakim. Perek Aleph is the Perek of the Shibud. The Siman is olives. And we said the family grew into a nation the king didn't like, so he made them build cities with olives. Then Perek Beis is the Perek of Moshe Rabbeinu, his birth, his growth, so on, and the Siman for Base is a bias. A baby born in a house full of light ended up a prince of the king until he had to run away. Again, a baby born in a house of light ended up as a prince of the king and until he had to run away. Then Perek Gimel is the Perek of the Sneh. The Siman is a camel. He saw camels walking around a bush on fire and heard a voice telling him to return. Then Perek Dalet is Moshe Rabbeinu's Yerida down to Mitzrayim. The Siman for Dalet is a door. After some convincing, he returned and knocked on doors, and there was great rejoicing. And Perek Hay is when then he goes in front of Paro, and the Siman for Hay is Hay, Haystack. The king was not impressed and told them they now had to go and collect a lot of hay. So then we get to Parshas Vayera. And Perek Vav, we said, is the Dal Roshonos, that's our Siman, but it begins with Hashem's response to Moshe Rabbeinu, then tells him about the four Roshonos, and then we have the Yichus of Moshe and Aaron. The Siman for Vav is a sword, because it's straight like a sword. So the Siman is, he took four swords to rescue them that were hidden behind a picture of the family tree. Once again, he took four swords, representing the four stages of Geula. He took four swords to rescue them that were hidden behind a picture of the family tree, which is the Yichus of Moshe and Aaron. So Perek Zion is where Kosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu the plan, what's going to happen. Aaron will be there as a spokesman. They'll go in front of Paro. He's not going to listen. And then he's going to take them out. And then we have the Sanim and the Dam, the staff turning into the serpent, and then the first Makkah of Dam. And the symbol for Zion is a gun, a clay Zion, a gun, a weapon. He followed the plan and threw his gun down, and it turned into a snake, swimming in blood. Once again, he followed the plan and threw his gun down, and it turned into a snake, swimming in blood. So that's the plan, the snake, and then the blood. So then Perek Ches are the makos of Tzvardeya, Kinim, and Arov. Our symbol for Ches is Chala. So the symbol is, frogs jumped all over Chalas covered in lice, which were then eaten by wild animals. Once again, frogs jumped all over challahs, that's our siman, covered in lice, which were then eaten by wild animals. And then Perek Tes, so the next three, Dever, Shechin, and Barad, the siman for Tes is a teapot. a teapot. So we say, after drinking from a teapot, the animals died, covered in boils, while it hailed outside. Once again, after drinking from a teapot, our simon, the animals died, covered in boils, while it hailed outside. So those are simanim for Parshas Vayera. One more time, Perek Vav is the Dal Lashon, as the simon is a sword. He took four swords to rescue them that were hidden behind a picture of the family tree. Perek Zayin is the Sanim and the Dumb, the serpent and the dumb. It begins with Moshe Rabbeinu getting the plan. Perek Zayin is the gun. He followed the plan and threw his gun down, and it turned into a snake swimming in blood. Then Perek Ches is Tzvardei Kinim and Arov, our simon is Challah. Frogs jumped all over Challahs covered in lice, which were then eaten by wild animals. And then Perek Tes is Devar Shechinah Bar, the simon is a teapot. So the simon is, after drinking from a teapot, the animals died covered in boils while it hailed outside. All right, so those are the simanim for the parsha. Let me ask you a few questions, and then we'll conclude. So which perek do we have Moshe Rabbeinu throwing down the staff and it turning into a serpent? That's in Perek Zayin, right? He throws the gun down, turns into a serpent. Good. And which perek do we have the makkah of Shechin, of boils? That's in Perek Tes, right? That's the drink from the teapot. The animals die. They're covered in boils. Good. Which perek do we have the Dal Lashonos of Geula? That's in Perek Vav. Which perek do we have Tzvardeya, the makkah of Tzvardeya, frogs? That's in Perek Ches, right? Because they're jumping all over the challahs. Which perek do we have Hail, Bara? That's in Perek Tes. That's the teapot. The animals died, covered in boils while it's hailing outside. And then which perek do we have Arov, wild animals? That's in Perek Ches, right? Because the wild animals were eating those hulls covered in lice that the frogs were jumping on. So that's in Perek Ches. Good. Which perek do we have the makkah of Dumb? That's in Perek Zayin. Good. Because he throws his gun down, it turns into a serpent swimming in blood. All right. So those are the simanim parshas Vayera. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.